Welcome to part two, oh respected receivers of our regaled revelry.
Oh my gosh,
you liked that one, didn't you?
Huh?
We're still here with Deanne McDonald and Rachel Grubb. Hell of a fire tender, that Rachel Grubb.
Yeah.
Hell of a fire tender. We have a few housekeeping notes we got, or actually just one. The formerly known as Ann Seeger Fire Bellows now has to be renamed.
Really?
I forgot to do that this or last month.
What are we renaming it?
It is now the Ann Seeger Snyder. Bellows. We were she just got married in Mexico. We were there. And she requested that the bellows also reflect her current last name.
All right.
Since
we,
it was
we shall officially rename it. Ding.
Last
ding.
Names.
Now so. we're renamed.
So now there's that. We also spoke off air about our love of Mike Cook. We just want to give a shout out to Cookie.
How you doing, Cookie?
Everybody loves Mike Cook.
Hi, Mike Cook.
See? Hi, Mike Cook.
Is he listening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Awesome.
I don't really know. We'll just pretend he is.
Rachel's like, yes. Yes, he is.
Of course.
He is. Listening. He loves us and we love him.
All right, so we should say this is going to be a short segment because
short segment.
Deanne has stuff to do.
I do.
And so does Chris, actually.
And I do, yeah, too, so we got to get going.
And I do, too.
All right, hey. So our new portion is the long-form question of 30
too.
Seconds of random.
Yes.
And so you shall have 30 seconds to respond to this question. What is something or somewhere that everyone else is interested in, but not you, Miss McDonald? And you may answer in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, I know a lot of people who are really into the show Dexter, and like obsessively so, watch it, rewatch it. And I've seen several episodes, but I'm sorry, I can't identify with a show about a psychopath. He has no compassion for anyone, and how can you watch a show when that's the centerpiece? Also, I don't appreciate gratuitous violence, and like that's all. I can't even listen to the opening credits of that show.
Very good. Thank you so much.
That was a really fast 30 seconds.
It was really fast.
No,
30 goes super
so
fast.
I'm with you on that.
Right?
And yeah. I actually, because I saw
thought
the first
you liked
episode.
It when you were like, text
it. No, I was like, I thought. Everyone on it was awful except him. He was good and the rest of the actors were terrible, and I was like, I don't get it.
I had that figured out in 3 episodes and I watched until the end of the first season because everyone was so passionate about it, and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, I have a hard time with any of those like really dark shows. Like there's one they film in Chicago sometimes, Shameless. Everyone on the show is shameless, and so they're all just a bunch of assholes. And like, why would I watch this?
Yeah. Breaking Bad, you know. Because I loved Breaking Bad.
I loved Breaking Bad, but that's because I love Vince Gilligan. And Bryan Cranston is, like, so charming.
It's not also kind of morally ambiguous in some of the...
And it's about,
by
like,
the end,
how
it's not
he
that
becomes
morally
bad.
Ambiguous, though. It gets bad.
Yeah, so it's like a character study, though.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And with Dexter, I was more like, I don't think serial killers really work like that. I don't think they can just decide
well,
to use their
psycho
for good.
Like, because he didn't... To him, it was like, this is logical. This is what I must do.
Nice. I didn't buy it.
Nice.
I really didn't.
I don't like it.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
We should do a little segment we also like to call Pimp Yourself.
Yes.
Pimp yourself.
Thank you for being our guest. Is there anything you would like people to support you on, visit you for, give you money and time?
Do you have a website? Do you have any shows coming up?
I live in Chicago, so I try to update my website. It's just deannemcdonald.com, and so that usually says whatever I'm working on, and if there's show performances coming up or movies coming out or whatever. And then I also work with this company called Unrehearsed Shakespeare in Chicago, which is a great way to do theater because we don't rehearse. We have we do workshops and stuff so
it's
that
it's like
we,
a Mimiverse movie.
A little bit.
We do workshops to like master our technique, but it really is like a very improvisational approach to Shakespeare because you come to the show, you don't know what other parts other people are playing, but you do know your part. And then you have a scroll because apparently back in Shakespeare's day, it's been known that some actors would carry scrolls until they really learned their roles because they just didn't have time to rehearse because they were always doing like a million plays at a time.
Yes.
So they have a website called unrehearsedchicago.com. And so that will say they're doing Titus coming up, which I elected not to be a part of that one.
Gratuitous violence. Gratuitous.
Gratuitous violence, for sure. But I typically will do one or two of the performances. And that's the other cool thing. Like, if they do two performances of the show, it'll be like some of the cast will be the same and some of it won't, because it's always
super fun.
Yeah, it's I love improv and I love Shakespeare, and this is like you get to do both.
Nice.
Keep the language but surprise people.
Isn't that fun?
Especially surprising other actors is really
so
fun.
It's gangsta Shakespeare basically.
Yeah.
it's hardcore and you don't give a
Yeah, and we do it in bars.
You do it in bars. Even better. See, yeah, it's right. Gangsta Shakespeare.
We want it to be like more like Shakespeare's Day. Like, we don't do intermissions. We just do the show, and people can get up and go and get another beer. And then we'll make fun of them, and we'll drink their beer. But
nice. Fun.
Yeah, nice. It is. It's really fun.
I'm totally going the next time.
Plus, you get
I'm
all
home.
The hepatitis yeah. then.
No, you yeah. totally should.
All the hepatitis.
So that's a Chicago thing I would pimp, aside from just go to my website and there'll be other stuff on there.
Nice. Well, we'll call you next time we're in for sure.
DeanneMcDonald.com.
One more time, Chris.
DeanneMcDonald.com. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Was it you pay for the whole seat, but you'll need the edge.
Love it. So, Chris.
Yes.
Let your mind, I'm sure it's already there, but float back to Monster Phantom Lake.
Floating.
There goes the wind. Oh. That's okay if you need to get it.
And that's fine. So let your mind float back to Monster Phantom Lake.
Yes.
Go back to the filming. Is there one scene that DeanneMcDonald nailed?
More than any other. I honestly think she nailed the entire movie. But I think the introduction of Elizabeth is still one of the most just fantastic things, where she has to dance.
Is that how you pictured it when you were?
Well, it's even better, and it's framed so poorly because there's a lot of sky and a lot too little actor. But there's just something about the interplay, especially between you and Brad Tracy. It almost feels like you're gonna. And I don't know if this was just Brad Tracy being good or if he actually didn't like you. It comes across, And I think also the interplay of the fact that Brad Tracy's like 5'2", and you're not.
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, I mean, I think Brad's like 5'6" or something. But yeah. I always thought that was funny that just you two together was always kind of goofy. Brad, the George character, almost, it's like he's a good guy, but at the same time, he just can't stand her.
And yeah.
He almost like, and Justin's character just hates you.
Not as much as my character.
No, but he's pretty mean, No, yeah. I think Dan did a fantastic job, and I think that's why a lot of times we get a lot of people who constantly say, bring her back.
That's nice.
And, of course, everyone should go to the website, SaintEuphoria.com, look up the archive for, I think, 2007, and look at the picture of Deanne as Gorga.
Oh, man.
And then make it your profile photo on Facebook.
That's what my brother-in-law did. Because he had an obnoxious picture taken of him where he was, like, smiling really, really big when he started grad school, and I made it my profile picture just to tease him, and then he found that.
Yay! It's too late to get rid of now. So check it out. It's an interesting piece of the history.
Which was weird to me because when we interviewed Emily Fradenberg, I think she had brought that up during her interview.
I think so too.
Was that she wasn't originally cast.
Right.
Uh-huh. So.
And actually it was this close to being Shannon.
Get out. See that?
The truth comes out.
Because Deanne had to drop out, and it was never like, well, fine, screw you, I don't like you anyway. It was like, well, no, you got to go do that. Go do that. That sounds awesome. And it was like, okay, well, we need this role filled yesterday. So I called Shannon, and I called Emily.
Emily.
And
whoever called back first.
I said, whichever one of you gets back to me first gets the role. Emily called, and like literally 5 minutes later, Shannon called, and was like, Sorry, dude. Missed it. Man!
And Emily was in, what was that movie called? Icebreakers?
Yeah, she was an icebreaker.
I think Justin as well.
Yep. And I had a really small part.
Lindsay was originally cast in that too.
Lindsay Holmes.
Yeah, she didn't end up doing it, and I don't know why, but I remember that she was.
Yeah, I was in it. I had like a cameo in that movie too.
Who else?
So
do
did
you
the Monster
know?
Of Phantom Emily. Lake actually.
Yeah.
The DVD for the Monster of Phantom Lake ended up on
Justin
like
did something.
Yeah, because like there's some scene where a guy was like sitting on a couch and he picked it up and was just looking at it.
Nice.
So
that was Justin.
Yeah, that was all Justin. Yes, because he asked me specifically if that was okay, and I was like, "Well, yeah, come on."
Who else do you know that we would know in the Memiverse? Geez, you know, like everybody. You actors all act together.
It's a tight, weird little community.
Yeah.
Plus we've only had that
small.
Many.
Because you know Billy Joe. Movies, so.
Yes.
Do you know Aaron Cortot? Whoa, one person in the world doesn't know Aaron.
No, I do.
How about Doug Sidney? Does that name ring a bell?
No, that does not ring a bell.
He's newish. Yeah.
When he was Emily's boyfriend at the time.
Oh, I probably met him.
You've met him. You've met him. I'm sure you have.
I haven't lived here for a while, guys.
Yeah, that's nice. True. We are sort of asking out of turn.
Oh, yeah, that is true. She has been... away
gone for a while.
No. I went out with friends on Thursday and ran into Billie Joe.
Nice.
And she was like, my friend is like an old friend from undergrad, and he still hangs out with all these people from undergrad. And I was like, who? What? Oh, okay. They all
nice.
A lot of some of them had moved away and moved back. And
nice.
It happens, right, Rachel?
Yeah, it does. Aww. Minneapolis is awesome.
I'm with you.
You go away, and then it's like, wow. I left
you still
really
know
awesome
everyone
scene.
When you come back.
Yeah, you do.
That's how I felt when I came back from grad school. I was like, okay, I can do this show and this show and this show, and then I'll move.
Nice.
Would you come back to the Mimiverse if Chris asked you to? Like, I have
if we
this
could work
movie,
it out.
Yeah.
And I need Elizabeth or a character with you.
I need a girl to kick some ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if we could work it out, I would do that.
Even if it was just fun. As a cameo, I should just work it in, where sometime when I'm in Chicago, I can just film you doing something.
I'm out at O'Hare.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Just come hang out.
Running down the runway? What?
Right?
You know, just something where it's like on a, I don't know, a PSA on at the drive-in or something.
Nice.
There you go.
It's a
hey, guys,
city.
Don't go camping, okay? Bad things happen
yeah,
in the woods.
Stay away from the outdoors.
Are you doing another Chicago convention, Chris, this year?
I don't know if I have anything on for this year. No, sadly. We've done a lot of them in the last couple of years, so I was kind of trying to find some other places. So I think we're doing Kansas City Crypticon, and
yep.
And I'm doing an Esperanto event, Yoo-hoo! Actually, in like North Carolina.
He mentioned that in the last yeah. podcast.
Keep,
so if you haven't listened to that, go back.
SaintEuphoria.com.
Spell it out. I have friends in Chicago that dress up for assorted... convention things. I don't really know what they are. They like make themselves anime characters.
Nerds.
Fun.
Hey, I like nerds. What can I say?
You're surrounded by them right now, so you're good.
Yeah.
They're all our people.
How about Miss Rachel Grubb? What do you have to pimp? What do you got going on?
Well, right now, I guess I did a film called The Tiki War, which I loved. It was really awesome. By John Irvin. It was sort of set in the Mad Men era. It was that
nice.
Kind of thing. And I'd say like one of the lead roles. There was only four main roles, so it was a pretty big part. And it's playing at Cinema Wasteland, and it's playing at another film festival in Brazil and then one in Munich. And it's gotten in a few places, and I'm really excited about that. And it's available on Amazon, too. And right now I'm working on a movie that I wrote and that I'm producing called Hammered. That's it's based on a true story about a kid who killed his parents so that he could throw a party.
That's a great reason to kill your parents,
wow.
really.
Yeah.
I'd sort of be interested in figuring out why that was a great idea. So, thanks for making
he
that.
He said he wanted to do it because he didn't think anyone had done that before.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, I read this story in Rolling Stone and I was like, oh my God, this is bizarre. Someone should make a movie about this. So I wrote the screenplay in one weekend and I showed it to some people. And I was like, what do you think of this? And they're like, yeah, I think we could make it. We're working on it. We've been doing it since about November. It's just kind of working on weekends when we can. It's almost done. And there's a Facebook page for it, Hammered,
nice.
On Facebook. So if you want to look it up, and I'll tell you when it's done and when it's going to be available to be seen. So nice. I'm also playing the mother, and I wrote the script, and I'm producing. So
good, good job.
How do you feel about playing the mother?
Oh, I love it. I was so excited.
I've reached that point now.
I'm going to get cacked.
I can be the mother of a teenager.
Yeah.
Well, I know. That is, I think, really cool, too. And I get to die, so it's really fun.
I get killed. Yeah.
Our makeup guy is after the Flesh Studios. His name is Matt, and he's awesome. And he's just been really cool to work with. And I think it's going to turn out really good. I'm really excited about it. We have a great cast. We had an audition because it's like mostly teenagers. And mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of teenagers who are actors. So these people came to the audition that we'd never met before. And we got so many good people, and it's just nice. Really cool. We got one girl that came to audition by herself. She's only 16, and she did great.
There you go. And you still have your Celia Cyanide shoes?
Oh, yeah, I do. Because I'm also working on an animated movie that's not going to be done for a very long time, but it's going to be expensive, so I've been making shoes to like sell them and save some money for that. So
there you go.
So buy some shoes!
It's an Etsy shop, if I'm not mistaken.
It's on Etsy.
Celia Cyanide, and they're all heels, and they're all done via...
No, I do flats, too.
You just don't wear them.
I just don't wear flats.
There you go. And they're all done decoupage. And you take requests?
Oh, yeah, I do custom work.
There you go. So, ladies, if you need some heels with some unique design that you just can't find in the store, now you know who to go to.
Just waiting for one person. Monster Fan Lake heels. Come on. Someone.
I'll make them one of these days.
There you go.
Monster Phantom Lake penny loafers.
There you go.
Oh, yes!
That's with Elizabeth better. On one side and the monster on the other.
And her going,
I'll make Cavewoman on Mars heels one day.
That'd be awesome. All right. Well, we got about 5 minutes, Babu.
No, we got about 10.
Oh. Not by Chris's watch.
I don't think we do. 4:25 on my clock.
Well,
I got 4:22. So whatever.
Let's work it out.
Aren't we on the same network?
Yes, we are. And I can't quite figure that out. I don't know. But we should probably then wrap this up.
Get cold in a hurry. What the H?
Yeah.
Think it's gonna rain.
Maybe.
Who knows? But we're glad we're outside.
Time to break then.
Yeah.
I guess now's a good time to say our goodbyes. Yeah. And
unless someone has a final question or final thought or happiness. Thanks.
So, I'm so glad that Deanne could come.
I am too.
Me too. This is fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually seen Deanne since like it came from another world.
Yeah, I know.
You're still tall.
Thank goodness you're still tall.
Much to Brad Tracy's chagrin.
Yeah.
Brad. Oh, someday we should get him on this.
No,
he's in Florida somewhere, so we'll have to, whenever he's in town.
We'll telephone him.
What about Lindsay? What's going on with her?
I think Lindsay moved to LA, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
She did, yeah.
I'm Facebook friends with them.
I think she got married or moved in with a guy, and they moved out to L.A. or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I think that she had moved to another state.
This is the fun thing about this when you start thinking about how long it's been since we made the Monster Family. Like, it's been 10 years, so when Lindsay made that, she was like the second youngest person on the movie next to Michael Kaiser, who was 16 at the time.
Yeah, she was 18, mm-hmm. wasn't she?
And
she was
like,
very young.
Like, Lindsay's almost 30. Lindsay's closing in on 30 at this point, and Michael's like almost 26 years old. I mean, that's...
Good thing we haven't aged since then.
That's
yeah,
right.
Not at all.
We're still
we
almost 30.
We weren't teenagers then, and we still aren't.
Although, everybody holding out at 29.
Although I have to say, admittedly, it was really depressing watching it the other night and being like, God, my beard was so dark. What happened?
You're old.
I'm old.
Nice.
Thinner now than it was then, at least.
Last question, then. I direct it towards Mr. Mim.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Are we going to do Reform School Girls versus the Space Monster on...
On audio?
Or are you going to let Rachel
do
it?
Well, if Rachel wanted to make it, and like we can talk about it, I would love to have someone make it. Otherwise, I do love the idea of getting the entire original cast that we're going to have to a podcast and doing like a table read on the podcast.
Who would be playing that one role, though? Would that be Catherine, or would it be Billy Joe?
You know what? Do it like you did for Shannon and Emily. Whoever
calls me first. Nice. Send me an email. That tests who's listening to this.
Exactly.
Really? More like
whoever gets back to you first gets to read.
If you email them, it's really a test of like their wireless service.
That's what that's I say no one says anything, and then just see if any of them listen to the podcast.
There you go.
I'll share it to Billy.
I would laugh.
Remember, I told you I was going
to
do it.
Yeah, we should specifically inform both of them that they should listen to this month's podcast on
the 15th. That's all I got to say. Just listen to the podcast.
I'm going to laugh hysterically if Shannon loses out again. Oh. And well, I love her to death.
She would be in it no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah,
she
was Shannon was in it no matter what. It was Catherine.
Oh, it was Catherine and Billy Joe.
Catherine had to drop out, and then Billy Joe replaced her. So.
And actually, I think the reason they both dropped out was that they were both going to move,
and neither did.
Dude, that stinks.
See, that movie was just...
it was doomed from the start.
It was doomed from the start.
Yep.
Well, then, lesbian jokes anyway.
So then we'll see what happens.
Too many.
yes, you can. I read the script. Yes, you can.
I must have missed a lot.
They were sandwiches.
They had nothing to do with your character.
I thought they were just
them.
Sandwiches.
You guys in your sick minds. I was talking about tuna sandwiches. Uh-huh. Jesus.
Well, at any rate.
I just want to say that I think if Rachel decides to actually do it, I think she should use all the people that you had originally cast.
There you go.
Not recast it.
Uh-huh.
But I would love, I'm just putting this out there for the world, I'd like to do it in audio form. So, just letting you
I'm
know.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I don't want to...
I love the idea of doing that as just... It'd be fun. Get everyone here.
Table.
Get everyone drunk.
See if there's any kissing.
So, yeah, Dion...
see if we can actually get some actual lesbian action.
If you come in town for this, you can fire 10 for us.
Oh, great.
There you go.
And you can be the one supplying beer to everybody.
Yes.
So... And it would be awesome.
We gotta get everyone like shots. Really drunk
shots.
First.
Shots. Yes.
So that it shots. Becomes really ridiculous.
Yeah.
No one can read. It's in the dark.
It's so in the dark. Like, what does this say? Print bigger.
I don't even know.
God.
And Rachel has to do like numerous characters because she was like a schizophrenic version of herself.
I was three at once. It was really awesome.
So
there would have been a lot of acting.
No, I was so excited for that role.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
I know.
Dreamwrecker.
He's going to make it up to me in the next movie,
I told him.
In 2017.
I don't know. Rachel's gunning for this year. If we can do it all, like I said, if we can do it all in 2 weeks, just bam, do it all.
I bet we could.
I would love... This is the thing that Mitch Gonzalez and I have been talking about recently was I was saying I would really love to actually just like... Make a movie, like shoot everything in like a 2 week span because I've never done that.
Yeah,
I've
Everybody
always spread it out.
Campus.
And just like work it in such a way so that it's like, okay, this 2 weeks we're doing it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens because I've never done that. I've always had to spread it out to the point that you can actually see Elliot hit puberty throughout Danny Johnson Saves the World.
You caught him before his voice changed. That's what matters.
Just barely.
Yep.
Because there's one scene that I needed
that
to...
That happens in Hollywood movies, too.
Yeah. I actually had a replacement line that
Muppet
I had
Treasure
to
Island?
Pitch bend.
Oh, yeah.
Bend up to fit.
Oh, jeez.
That little boy's voice changed.
Can I want to say that one thing so that people hear this, because they're going to hear this, is that Danny Johnson Saves the World is coming out in May.
Tickets
May
20th.
Go ahead.
Already
tickets
available.
Are available.
Yes.
The night before the thing... little pizza party we're having beforehand is almost sold out, and It's only been like less than a week. So jump on it.
Do we have to buy tickets?
We'll talk.
We RSVP officially.
We would like you to at least RSVP. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Well, we're officially RSVPing too for the night before the thing.
But
pizza party.
Yeah, buy tickets. They're going pretty well, and you know, it's going to be fun. Trailer should be out before this comes out.
We will be announcing the Mimiverse Awards. Check the website for that. We still have to get that out.
We'll be doing our Hollywood Award show.
Hollywood Award show. Yeah, that's it. So check the website.
I think you get really drunk for that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. There's a lot of alcohol involved
a
in
that. A lot of cheap, cheap champagne.
Box wine, ladies and
Boxed
gentlemen.
Boxed champagne.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So let's thank Deanne McDonald for traveling all the way from Chicago.
Thank you for having me.
Not that she traveled all the way for us, but thank you for taking time out.
She came up from Egan.
So.
Yeah, she did. I just decided while I was here, I'd visit family, too.
Yeah.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Happy also Easter. Deep.
Tomorrow.
We want to thank Rachel Grubb for always being awesome.
Yes.
And for...
And tending our fire.
Tending our awesome,
tending our awesome
quote,
fire.
Quote, unquote, tending our fire.
Also...
Well, Mitch didn't tend the fire when I was guest either.
Yeah, see?
Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch.
Because there wasn't one.
Oh, yeah. There's a candle.
Also, there's, you know, something to be said for a fire tender in heels. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome. All right. So then let's go around and we'll say thanks. and good night or goodbye or whatever, because it's throwing me off because we're in the daylight. Usually it's dark out when we do this.
Let's start with Rachel.
Go ahead.
We'll go down the line.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you and good night. Good night.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for your continued support of this show. And tune in next month when we are...
The beginning of season five!
When we'll be doing the John night before the thing or something. So we'll figure it out before
we'll
it
out.
Release
we'll
this.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks again for listening, and tune in next month.
We would like to thank you for tuning into this edition of the podcast, where our most excellent guest from the Wayback Machine, Miss Deanne McDonald, provided loads of super fun commentary. We would also like to thank Miss Rachel Grubb, always generous with her time, for fantastic fire tending and co-hosting?
Sure, I'll go with that. We invite you to join us next month when Ruby, Chris, and I warm ourselves around the Mimiverse bonfire with our annual Mimiverse Awards.
The Bursies.
Yes. We are actually going to have the nominations and the awardings on the podcast.
What?
Check the website. We're going to announce the nominations on the website. And if you can make it to the show, we're going to announce when we're going to record the show. And you can make it. You need to be there so you can accept your award.
Otherwise, I'm going to take all your awards because I we're going to win. We're going to sweep this one.
What?
I want my award. Wire's Best Bonfire Podcast Host.
On that note.
Where's Best Awesomest?
Follow your path.
Where's mine?
Don't love your hero so much that you cheat them of their due.
Okay, Chris can have one too.
And be sure to keep a rockin' and a rollin'.
Yeah. Where's the award for keeping the coffee hot? Where's the award for the lady who keeps it all together with all the girls? Where's child wrangler? Where's best person who comes in and builds sets and then paints all the low stuff because these old farts are too old to get down on their knees? Where's girl who eats all the cookies? Best lady who points lights at things. Yeah. I'm a shoo-in.
Sure you are, dear. Sure you are.